right. And also the WILO Party Line being presented by BoonCountyDailyNews.com, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, and CarrollCountyDailyNews.com, the newest member of the Casper Media Group family, along with TC Trailers and Compass Credit Union and Marchand's Window Tinting in Antioch, Vierk's Fine Jewelry in Lafayette, Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance, Ivy Tech Community College, and our Big Deals page. Save money now and 24-7 at WeLoveBigDeals.com. A reminder that our phone lines are always open here, 765-659-3338. 765-659-3338 is the number if you'd like to chat with our guest today, Clinton County Commissioners. Good to have you in again, sir. Bert Weaver, real pleasure.
Nice to be here.
It's, I'm sure in my head this has been a four-week schedule, but it feels like you've been out away from us longer than that.
It does seem like it's been a little bit. Maybe it's just the weather, but yeah.
Or the holidays.
Yep.
Like your,
that is true.
Your whole schedule gets kind of thrown a little bit by waking up, wiping the cracker crumbs off of your face.
Yeah. Regretfully, yeah.
I left those potatoes out. Whoops.
Yeah, that's exactly.
So before Melissa gets in here, let's catch up. How was your holiday? Did you do anything special over the New Year's, Christmas, anything?
Our Christmas holiday, my son being a fireman, we celebrated it 2 days later. So
he had a call.
We had to kind of adopt our schedule to the fireman's schedule.
Yeah.
And consequently, it was 2 days later. But we had a great time. Family was all there. Food, overate as normal.
Yep.
You know,
yep.
I started my diet even before the New Year's resolution again, you know. So it was good. Very good. And sadly to say, the New Year's, my wife caught a cold first, and then I caught it. So as you can tell, I'm on the tail end. It's now just affected my voice.
So January 5th, a few days to shake off the cold, which is good.
That's okay. If it's going, it's going. That's fine.
Knock on Formica.
Yeah. Or anything else that's available.
Yeah. Really. Wood right there. I do that all the time.
Yeah, it's amazing how many people have either got a cold or the flu or sinus infections, or I mean, mm-hmm. It seems like there's a lot going on right now.
Yeah, everybody seems to have a touch of the snotums.
Exactly.
do we have another? Oh, you're grabbing your. I thought maybe we had another guest coming in, and Bert was not forthcoming about it.
Yeah.
Megan and I were going down memory lane there for a minute and trying to explain to Emily how we know each other and have known each other for years.
That's so fine. I wasn't crying and wetting myself here.
Well, Megan was on the school newspaper. Well, she graduated with my brother.
Right.
But they were on the school newspaper together, and they are part of the reason why I loved communications and journalism and all that kind of stuff. So,
is this the brother that flipped your, or your mom, was flipped by your mom?
No.
Okay. This is not the oldest.
He was basically the class clown. So, but
started clowning on mom and
played football and stuff. So,
so we
how
did.
How you doing?
Good. Yeah.
I saw you. I saw you through the window, and I said, "Oh, good. My favorite person's here."
Well, here we go again.
Yeah.
I don't have any change, so I can't pay you this afternoon.
Oh, yeah, that's all right.
All we have talked about is how his holidays were. He had mentioned that he and his wife both got a nasty cold around New Year's.
She
did it first.
Yeah, no, Larry got it first. I think he brought it home from the coffee shop to me. But, yeah, we had the same thing. And then we got over ours just right before Christmas.
Oops.
And then the kids got it.
Right.
So we ended up doing a FaceTime Christmas and watched the grandkids on a screen.
Yeah. It's one of your lesser Hallmark movies, a FaceTime Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, it was. Definitely. Definitely. It was not, definitely not near as fun. In fact, yesterday's the first time I've seen my grandkids for about 3 weeks. So,
yeah.
And that's not normal.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, we had everybody at the house. And, you know, it's always fun to have them.
Mm-hmm.
But it's okay to send them home, too.
Sure.
Right.
You know? Oh, yeah.
We still haven't got our Christmas decorations down. Of course, we
got
a cold and wasn't feeling
good,
so it's just kind of like,
well,
no big deal.
You know.
I did turn the lights outside off last night, so we're not shining the neighborhood up with all of the Christmas lights.
And it looks like tomorrow's actually National Take Down the Christmas Tree Day, so if you need
a
motivator.
That, exactly. I saw that was the case, so I'm ahead of them a little bit.
Good.
So,
well, that's all right. Our favorite conversation in the annex building.
Well, I got some good news on that.
Well, good. That's what I was going to ask you about.
Actually, you know, knock on the plywood again. A couple of things going on. They started pouring some concrete. They've been working pretty much all of this week.
Mm-hmm.
And the holdup was a, I don't know what they would really call it, a 10-foot pump that they are going to establish on the outside of the annex building, but
okay,
on the inside of Arnie's building. And from what I picture it, it runs along the bottom, and it's just a pump that will stay on or operate almost always,
yeah,
should the water start to come up between those two buildings,
right,
and it'll continually keep
almost like
pumped.
A like a sump pump.
Sump pump, but
basically
only 10 foot long, I guess.
Huh.
And so the holdup was that pump, and nobody told me, but I'm guessing we're going to blame the Chinese again for that too. You know? But that's been,
yeah,
installed, and they're putting grates up, and they seem to think that they're going to have the footing, the floors, and some of the walls completed in the next 4 to 5 weeks.
Oh, that'll be cool.
So I think hopefully we'll see, depending on the weather.
Sure,
Hopefully we'll see some structure coming up then in the next 4 to 5 weeks.
Well,
so.
And I know we talked to Todd Corey, and because of the delay, it actually kind of helped them get a jump start on some of the stuff that they were trying to do back there in that back alley. So, you know, yeah, it was kind of, everybody's wondering, why are we not seeing anything happening with this? And there's, you know, with this big hole, basically. But yet they didn't take into consideration that there were some things that other, you know, structural, not necessarily structural things, but other, you know,
well,
electrical
utility
and
bios.
Utilities and all that kind of stuff that they had to
yeah,
deal with.
There are, you know, there's a lot of small pieces back there that
sure,
belong to everybody. And, you know, they're trying to clean that up all the way through there. So it's, and it will be nice, not only our building, but it will be nice to have that that alley back there cleaned up to where we don't have all those overhead power lines. And, I mean, it really looks like a conglomeration.
Mm-hmm.
And so cleaning it up and so forth is going to be nice. And then, obviously, going on further down, you know, that street on Main Street going, you know, I'm guessing to the 100 block of North Main Street, you know, those buildings have been cleaned up. They've got several of the old buildings with new glass and new windows and so forth. The street looks pretty good. It's making a difference.
Yeah, it is. It, there's definitely, you see, it's almost like a new vitality.
A little bit, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so, you know, it's not just the Regions Bank building or it's not the annex building, but it's kind of cleaning up the whole community right in through there.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll be nice to have that looking better, in my opinion.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Well, it's good to hear that, you know, like you said, weather permitting, because let's face it, we've been lucky.
Yeah.
And that's not going to hold forever. It's
no,
Indiana.
No.
It's not going to happen.
But they're, you know, they've got several crews that once they get started, I suspect you'll see it come up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, then once it does get up, then the small parts will take forever, you know, once
oh,
we
sure,
get it up in the building. But then it'll be a case of, you know, the inside takes a long time to do the final stuff on the inside of a building. But it'll be nice to get it going.
I know we've all been kind of keeping an eye on the LEAP program that's going on in Boone County and,
mm-hmm,
and what they're trying to do. What are your thoughts on that? I mean, I know the government's not going to let that thing drop.
No, it's too much
not,
money in it.
Yeah, exactly. So, what I mean, what's your thoughts on that whole?
Well, I'm disappointed the way they did it. Number one,
mm-hmm,
it bothers me that all of a sudden the state uses that much money and chooses to develop, which is, you know, we all try to develop business and so forth, but to have done all of that and then, you know, there are so many other communities around that struggle to get development money. And then all of a sudden, and I'm not sure how Lebanon got chosen to be the one to develop a, you know, multi-billion dollar operation. But I think that was wrong the way they started, number one. We were aware of it because they had come to our community and were starting to try to take water from our aqua filters and so forth. So, you know, we'd kind of put a stop to it a long time ago. my thoughts are if somebody wants water, they need to come to my community, not, you know, I'm not going to give them water and let them build and develop, but use my water. And it's not my water, but our water, I should say. It bothers me that, you know, I've lived here all my life, and I've waded Wabash Creek or River before, and I can remember when it was knee-deep all the way across. You know, I suspect even now it's very low. So, you know, you look at California 20 years ago, and now they're struggling for water, and Colorado's struggling for water now, and so forth. So, you know, it's not an endless amount of water down there, and to jeopardize everybody for a multi-billion-dollar operation does concern me.
Yeah.
I personally would not be for it. I don't think that it's right that we have to spend billions of dollars to pipe the water from one location to the other. It seems like an extreme amount of an expense. You know, if, in fact, that company or some of those developments were doing, it's my opinion, they should have gone to where that wouldn't have been a $20 billion need to get that done. Go build it in Lafayette or go build it on along the tip. You know what I mean?
Right.
So just to have $2 billion worth of water.
It just seemed like they did not do a whole lot of research into this before they just went into it head first.
So, you know, to get this developed, we're spending billions of dollars for pipes.
Billions of dollars that could have been invested somewhere else.
Yeah, that's a lot of money.
Yeah.
So, I don't know about a lot of the details of what's been going on negotiation-wise, but I personally have a problem with taking water and going from one place to the other. I have a mixed feeling, you know, if I have gas on my property and I decide that I want to pump that gas out of the ground, you see it all over as you go out west, you see oil drills and so forth. I think it belongs to the property owner.
Yeah.
So, you know, I question if you drill water down in my well on my ground, whose water is that, you know?
Wasn't this the whole premise of the Gulf War, Iraq slant drilling into Kuwait,
exactly,
going under their border?
Exactly.
So
right.
your argument has a lot of traction.
Yeah.
With me.
So it bothers me when now all of a sudden it becomes somebody else's water. So
yeah,
going to be tough. It's you know, there's a lot to it. So
yeah, and I know I've talked to a couple of legislators too about the whole project, and they're in the same boat as that. I mean, they feel like we do that there was not a lot of research done in this, that they jumped the gun. I do know that Lilly was a lot of people think this is Lilly that's driving this. It's not. It's not. Lilly was a separate deal. Lilly's going to be done. They're on their own. They have their own water source. They are in the process of looking at putting in a filtration plant so that they can reuse their water.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're doing it right, and they're on the other side of the road. They're not even in this LEAP project. So. A lot of people need to realize, keep Lilly out of it. This is not their deal. But as I said, the legislators that I've talked to said, you know, why was this not researched like Lilly did their due diligence? Why didn't everybody else? Why did it turn into some massive, basically, fiasco?
Yeah.
So
very much so.
You know, it is what it is, and hopefully they... I don't know. I think the government needs to look at this again and make some right decisions.
It's
going to
be a battle for quite some time.
Yeah, I think so. I think it's going to be long and drawn out before it's over with. And unfortunately, the people of Boone County are the ones that are going to pay the price.
Very much so.
The bigger price than anyone. Rossville, the proposed solar farm. What's happening with it? I know nobody's been happy about it.
Yeah, I don't think that at this point it has not come to the commissioners at all. There has never been an ask, so it's not on the agenda of the commissioners. We know nothing about it other than what you hear either on your website and or third and fourth hand information. You know, I don't have any direct information on anything because they've not come to us. I personally am not for it. I think we have a big enough solar farm in our community. I believe that it could go somewhere else other than Clinton County at this point.
Yeah.
I don't believe that, especially in this particular case, this is a lot different in that it's a corporation that owns them. It's trying to do it from what I understand.
Mm-hmm.
I don't necessarily want to develop a corporation's cash flow and profit sheets at the cost of our community.
Yeah.
And it will be. It will cost us should that continue to go through. And most definitely in Rossville, it's a bad location where they've chosen. I don't know that having it within so many feet of a retirement community of elderly people who have decided to put that at the end of their lifetime, to go out and sit on the back porch and be 100 feet away from a solar farm just does not seem like that's the right place to put it.
Yeah. So, no, I agree. And the whole thing that I have a problem with, too, with the solar farms and the wind farm, I mean, I understand we need sustainable energy. We need that.
Yep.
But why are we not the ones benefiting from it?
Yeah.
I mean, if it's going to go up in our area, we ought to be the ones reaping the benefits of it. Not sending it, you know, five states away. That's what aggravates me more than anything.
Yeah. I think that's one of the kickbacks to it, or one of the arguments is that, you know, why do we send it to New York? You know, if you're going to do that, we're going to jeopardize or cost us, why not reap some of the benefits to that if that's the case?
Sure.
But it doesn't. It goes out somewhere. And if actually, as you know, if you don't use it, it doesn't get taken. So,
yeah. Back to that, as far as let us get our fair share first. And then if we got anything left over, then sure,
go from there.
We can sell it that direction, mm-hmm. you know. But
I do believe that, like you said, we need to have our energy and our utilities. We need to look at other sources of energy.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, if you look at how much energy it takes to build these things.
Yeah, the cost and everything.
The cost to do it and, the roads that are being destroyed and built back up, the amount of gas that these guys go back and forth in and so on. It's kind of like, you know, I've heard people say, well, I don't want to take my Social Security until I reach a certain age.
Mm-hmm.
And consequently, a lot of people don't take their Social Security at the right time. And therefore, it costs them money because, one, maybe they pass away before they have that opportunity. Or, number two, it takes about 10 years to make up that difference in money that you're going to make. Well, you know, in 10 years, you can do a lot with your Social Security making $1,200 versus, you know, $1,400. So my point is that, and who knows what that next 10 years is going to bring to
right.
us even. I think that the wind farms and the solar farms have a place, but a place where it doesn't affect our residential communities and so forth. There's all kinds of spaces that it would not have a negative effect on things.
Well, and there's spaces out there that are available that, we've got a lot of hills and hollers that can't grow a crop.
Yeah.
You know, that face this out, face the majority, get the majority of sunlight and for a solar farm or have wind going through it. But to use up viable farm ground for these.
And it's not, it's for 25 or 30 years that ground goes away.
Yeah.
And 25, 30 years, and then there's a debate that even after that, when they pull them out, that the damage to that ground because of it being.
The compaction and everything,
exactly. So.
Loss of minerals and, you know.
Not being.
Yeah.
Maintained properly, and so consequently we were losing valuable agricultural ground, you know. And I can always remember Clinton County is an agricultural community.
Yeah.
And to me it's a shame that we're affecting our agricultural community. I think at one time I heard that Clinton County was like the number 7 in corn production for the world.
Yeah.
And now we're giving that ground we're jeopardizing that is what it amounts to.
Yeah, not and only just for us, but also for the world.
Whoever you're feeding.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. Everybody that's being fed from it. Yeah.
It's kind of like you don't know what side your bread is buttered on to figure out how much you're whacking yourself in the knees at that point. And I say that as somebody who does support alternative energy initiatives.
I do.
And you do as well. But sometimes there's a little lack of common sense with, do we really need to give up farmland to do that?
Yeah. So. And, you know, it's amazing. Drive around here today, if you had an electric, in fact, I saw, I don't remember the name of these cars, a Tetra, the real expensive car.
Sure.
On 65, pulled over because his battery went dead. So here's this guy sitting on the side of the road because his battery on his car died. Now, he might have gotten stuck in traffic or whatever. Who knows why it ran out. But I would not want to have a $70,000 car pulling off because I didn't charge it today.
Well, and there was a story we had yesterday on the morning show about in California, there's some weird little loophole where the police cannot pull over a Tesla when it's an autonomous motor. Rather, they can pull it over, but they can't issue a ticket because there wasn't a human driver. Which I'm like, what are we doing?
Yeah. Well, I don't agree with that anyway.
There
needs to be somebody behind the wheel. I don't care. I don't like that.
Only in California.
Autonomous, yeah.
Right.
I don't like that stuff anyway.
Only in California.
Why not do it in South Dakota where you got wide open spaces and it makes sense?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, no kidding.
Well, that's the same way with my wife and I had the pleasure of going out to Yellowstone and we drove. And it was amazing. You saw the wind farms, and they were in locations that, you know, there were no homes affected, you know. So you'd say 10 miles of solar or wind farms, but it was not affecting any residential property. It was all wide open. There wasn't a home in the within 10-mile radius of it. So I think there are places that it can go and not have a negative effect, but to take prime ground out of a community that is noted for agricultural and to tie up that ground. It used to be we were very protective. This community used to be very protective of our agricultural property.
Mm-hmm.
So, and we've kind of drifted away from that for some reason. So
Yeah,
well, I know the almighty dollar speaks, and sometimes that it's needed. I mean, I get it that there's people out there that may be financially struggling and you know, selling that ground may be what they need to do. It's just unfortunate that some of these companies are coming in and snatching it up, and it's not going to another producer. You know, and that's not happening a lot, thank goodness. In our area, it's not happening a lot, but we are starting to see it. It's in we're seeing what has happened, has already happened to you know, some of the counties surrounding Indianapolis, and you know. Up to it. And
Clinton County's always been fortunate.
Yeah.
The farmers, farm ground goes up for sale, and within a day or two, you got 10 buyers on it, or you got 10 buyers coming in and wanting to cash rent it or whatever.
Right.
Farm ground is hard to come by, and it's always going to be, in our community, in my opinion, it's always going to be a commodity that people need and want.
Yeah, I agree. Here in Carroll County too, I think.
Sure.
We've got probably the two counties in the state that probably produce the higher yields and everything just because of the ground and the ground quality.
Wholeheartedly
agree. It's crazy.
Yeah. Wholeheartedly agree. Yeah.
6528, the corridor out there.
It's coming along.
Yeah, it is coming along. A lot going on down out there. They're getting it done.
Knock on wood, I think the three commissioners right now, we're very happy. We've got that going on. It's gone well. Obviously, we have our highway department is going to take delivery of 6 new big trucks with snow plows and snow boxes and so forth. So should be any day. Now, of course, it hasn't snowed. We may not need them for a while.
Yeah, but
but they're
time.
On their way.
It was time. So,
yeah, they're on their way. So we have 6 new ones coming on.
All that stuff's got to be rotated out.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And some of it we may not rotate until after the season goes away, but things are going well there in that respect. We've been very fortunate. It seems like right now things are going very well. You know, the other part of the courthouse has been started to be remodeled and so forth, and that's an interesting thing that just to even watch that going on the inside and so on. We had For years, we've been storing stuff on the fourth and fifth floor at the courthouse. We had a mountain of documentation. I mean, everything from the day that it began, you know, so we're pack rats. We keep everything.
Sure.
Well, that fourth and fifth floor was getting a place where, one, it was a fire hazard. Two, it was a structural hazard because of all of the weight.
That's what I was going to say.
Sure. Paper, tremendous amount of paper.
You get that much paper. Yeah,
they call that company Document Mountain for a reason, all right.
Yeah. And that's
what it is.
It's exactly right. Yeah. And so having that out of there is really nice. And, you know, I'm a paper person. I have to have the paper.
I can't do it in the tangible.
I do. Yeah. I have to have the paper, and I have to write on it. I can't do it in the computer. However, it's just amazing how now going to the computer, I can go in and put Burt and Carol Weaver 1968, and it pops up, and then all I have to do is hit a button and pull up a copy of whatever those documents are.
Right.
A tremendous amount of energy is going to be saved by having that. We spend all kinds of time every day with people looking for certain documents, and it'll just be nice to have that all controlled that way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm like you. From my side of it, I like to see the historical papers, especially when you go back, you know. But we've got all the books.
Yeah.
You know, and we'll always have those. Those aren't going to go away. So all the loose leaf paper and everything that's been stored over the years, to have all that digitized is amazing. And like you said, it can be researched now.
Oh, yeah, you get it easier.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
And to be honest, I can get it by myself. There'll come a time where I don't have to go to the courthouse to get it. I can simply go to the computer and go under our website and say, you know, Burt and Carol Weaver married such and such a date, hit the button, and I can print it. So,
well, I know we're getting close on time, but we do have John Fickle on the phone. We want to bring him in. I just wanted to see. John?
John, you're on with Burt Weaver, Clinton County Commissioner. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Have you guys been up 75 at 300?
Yes, I have.
How do you like that site in the west? All them solar panels.
Yeah. There's a lot of them.
Yeah, that's just like you and Melissa is talking about. That's just wasting farmland.
Yeah.
I like the idea of renewable energy, but I just wish that we were benefiting. Our community was benefiting from that.
Yeah. Does anybody really know how much everybody benefits from that? Is it Clinton County and how many surrounding counties?
We don't.
Does anybody really know?
We don't. It's all getting shipped away. All that power that is creating is going elsewhere. It's not. I don't even think it's staying in the state.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it's out of here.
Well,
yeah.
You know, you talking about that, Melissa.
Yeah.
Go ahead, John. The landfills bringing everything from different counties and making it look like the hills of Kentucky right there on 39.
Yeah, I agree.
You know,
but I have one other question for you, Commissioner, and maybe you know, maybe you don't know. On 39, as you go out of Frankfort towards Lebanon. I just learned this last night watching CNN news out in California. I was wondering what that pole was right there at the county line of Boone County and Clinton County. There's a black pole there, and I was wondering what it was. And I think I got on the air over the summer and asked about it. I finally found out what that pole is.
John, I'll have to be honest with you. I'm not familiar with it.
Yeah.
I'm trying to picture it because I drive there quite often, but
it's right there as you go. It's about a mile and a half south of Reagan, west. It's a license plate reader.
Oh, okay.
I did not know what it was, so I watched the California. They got them go popping all over malls and stuff over there.
Well, I know they've got
because
them.
Of the theft.
I know they've got them at the bridges there at 65 going over into Kentucky.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And it's not very good either. It's not very good reader because...
You've been notified.
We've gotten the letters that said, you know, our pickup and trailer went across the bridge and all this kind of stuff. And it's like, no, because I can see it right out here in my driveway. It's not
there
left.
Yet, anyway.
And the pickup truck ended up being the wrong color, too. Yeah. So it's like, I don't think so.
It's called timestamp. But yeah, I didn't know if you knew about that.
I did not. Thank
no,
you.
I didn't know they had one here. So that's interesting. Yeah. I just wonder how accurate it really is.
Well, I thought about taking my plate and putting it upside down, putting it back on the vehicle, and going through there and see if they could identify my handicap sticker.
No, yeah, that would be interesting for sure.
I didn't know if the commissioner knew this. So.
I did not.
You got any other questions, John?
Nope. I just wanted to let you guys know about that solar panel out there on 375. It looks terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, Commissioner, you guys have a good day. I decided to
I appreciate it, John. Good talking to you.
All right.
Take care, John. We are on the air with Bert Weaver on the party line, WILO.
Of course, we got the annex for 24. You've got the 65 for 24. Are there any projects that you haven't started that you're going to be coming up with in 24? I mean, I know the courthouse as well. Yeah. That's three major projects already.
Yeah. Well, we started a project about a year ago in redoing our personnel manuals.
Mm-hmm.
And we actually passed those out a couple weeks ago. I am sure that between now and 24, there's going to be a lot of tweaking. It is so difficult to write a personnel policy manual for a county that has 18 different departments.
Sure.
Hours are different. Vacations are different. It's just amazing. And so we've opened up Pandora's box and tried to put that together. But we have we've found out that there's just a lot of I's and T's that we thought we had a better handle of that, in my opinion, we're going to have to back up and think about different ways of doing things in the personnel manual. You know, you take, for example, our EMTs, they're working a 24-hour shift.
Sure.
So, obviously, they work 2 days and there's 48 hours.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the same as Jane on the second floor working 40 hours and, you know.
In five days.
Yeah. And so, you know, so when do those benefits go in, or when does the time, when does overtime start for one versus another? So there's a lot of tweaking.
Yeah.
And
they're going to have to be done by division.
It is.
There's no way around it.
But it's a nightmare because everybody is so different. Then you get the highway department and then you get comp time. You're trying to figure out, well, how do you do comp time? Well, how do you do comp time if you put in 48 hours in 2 days?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so if he works a third day, he's working 24 hours. Does he get 2 days of comp time or 1 day? So that's going to be, in my opinion, 24 ongoing thing that we're going to have to address.
Mm-hmm.
And regretfully, you know, when we pass out 300 of our policy manuals, we might have got 200 of them, but we got 100 people who have questions about certain things. And so
sure,
it's an ongoing thing, but it's a necessary evil that we have to have.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, and that, I mean, and unfortunately, a lot of that stuff has to be updated. And it may not have been. I mean, I know they've been updating other stuff, you know, within the city that haven't been updated since, you know, the 50s.
Yeah.
So, you know, you got to look at that stuff every so often.
Yeah. And, I know we have several bridges that we're trying to work on. I can't tell you for sure which roads we're going to address as far as in 24 re-blacktopping and taking care of. It just seems like every day there's some place that we need to address one way or the other.
Well, it doesn't help with all the detours.
No. Regretfully, all the road that's been destroyed, in fact, he was talking about 375. I hate to tell him, but if you drive around in about a 2-mile square, they're all that way. They're in rough shape. We need we need to address all of those.
Yeah.
A couple of those roads, there's only three or four people that live on. For example, 50 out there by Kilmore, there's only three, four homes that live on that road. But that road has been destroyed mm-hmm. by having 150 dump trucks go through it every day that are loaded, and it's just the road is just falling apart. Regretfully, you can't fix it because just 2 days later they're doing it again. So
it doesn't do you much good to fix anything until after the main construction's done, and
exactly
then you can go
right.
back and do that. But
it's difficult because you got an individual who wants to drive their car down, and they got to put it in four-wheel drive to get in and out of the holes. And
I think I put new suspension in the front of mine because of 26.
Yeah.
But does the county receive any kind of compensation from the state to kind of help with that?
Well, it depends. Back out on 26 where they've done that, mm-hmm. we've sent letters and notified the state of various detours that they have caused or created, and we're billing them for what destruction they have done. Problem is getting that money from them. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're after them all the time.
Sure.
But yet, getting them to agree to do it is another thing.
Yeah. Well, I know when they did 26 West, it sounds like they're going to tear it up again for graffiti bridge. But when they did the west side from 29, I know they did 800 North. Mm-hmm. They came in and they retopped it.
Yeah.
And it's a beautiful road. Granted, it's still just as narrow as it was. So trying to get, depending on what you got, what you're driving down it, it's still narrow. But they did a good job of resurfacing that.
Yeah.
But
thank goodness we did that.
Yeah.
Because with 26 being closed, having 800 as this nice smooth road has helped tremendously.
Yeah.
So, but yes, we're with the state all the time trying to get them to correct things. Not very long ago, we had our highway department people go out and actually take them off the site of 26 and a couple roads going north and south mm-hmm. where they're making the turns were really getting out of control. And they were kind enough to go fix that right away. But sometimes they're not.
Yeah. Yeah, sometimes they're not quite as...
Now, the solar farm has a written contract, and I can't tell you the exact amount of the bond, but there is a large bond that says they will repair those roads and put them back in a pristine condition. And I can tell you, we've had that discussion. We're going to insist that part gets done.
Well, yeah. I mean, and that's part of it. If that stuff's going to come in, they need to be able to...
Yeah.
And I would think they would want to maintain it for themselves as well.
They will. They will.
Before it's over with. So.
We hope.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because what will happen is next month that company will decide to sell that to XYZ other company.
Mm-hmm.
And so, same old story. If they know they're going to sell, then they won't spend their money to fix it. So it's a case you got to watch it every day.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Bert, it's always a pleasure to have you in. We appreciate you coming mm-hmm. and look forward to having you back.
Same thing. Anytime. If you guys have any questions, feel free to call.
Well, and
phone's open all the time.
Same thing with us. If you guys have got anything that you need to get out there, let us know, and we'll make it happen.
Well, hopefully the snow stays away. We don't have to make any of those kind of announcements.
And, mm-hmm.
In fact, I heard today, this morning, broadcasting about Central Dispatch closing the road.
Mm-hmm.
And that helps people. It really, really did. In fact, it helped me. I didn't realize that. Actually, you got the message before I got that message.
Yeah. You're talking about County Road 700 West between 200 South, 300 South today.
Yeah.
Closed basically most of the day today.
Yeah, and if I remember right, that's part of that Duke Energy, the line that they're working on out there, they just keep going a little, and they're working their way down through the roads and
allow
getting
me
that
to,
all taken care of.
Allow me to channel my great Aunt Frida and say,
they're Duke Energy out there doing that little finagle on the Davenport. Sorry, Bert.
But again, I appreciate the opportunity, and I appreciate what you guys do, because believe it or not, it helps people.
Well, and we appreciate
you
taking the time to come in.
Yeah. Well,
always.
I understand.
We didn't have football to talk about today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
my son, or my grandson, has a torn meniscus that he's recuperating from.
Yeah, I need that. Everything going
we'll
okay.
We'll wait till next year, and then we'll get right back in.
So did I'll the give, surgery I'll give, and everything go well with that?
It did.
Good.
It did. Other than, you know, he's 17 and missed sectionals. They had a completely winning series until that time. And so, in fact, it was interesting when we were talking and to Don and that school that night had a game, and they had lost five of their starting players.
Wow.
And I made the comment that when you lose five of your starting players who are in the role all the time, you're going to have a hard time competing at that level.
Yeah.
So.
Well, and it goes to show that those kids were giving their all the way through.
Yeah.
Oh, they did. And, they were. Yeah.
And you hate to hear that, but he's returning. He'll be back.
Yeah,
this next season.
One more year. So, yeah, we got another year for him.
Yeah.
So. And another time, the real comment real quick is you know, poor Clinton Central community, as you know, has had some major tragedies here recently.
Yeah.
Back to back.
Just one after another.
Yeah, back to back. And of course, we're keeping them all in our thoughts hoping for some healing out there as well.
And as you know, it's going to take time.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's just going to take time. So. But anyway, I appreciate the opportunity, and, you know, call me when you need me.
Will do, sir. All righty. Sounds great. Okay, Todd, take it home.
All right. It's WILO Party Line. Remember the five most recent episodes at Clinton Boone or Clinton Boone or CarrollCountyDailyNews.com. HoosierlandTV.com has the current episode, which should be uploading momentarily for your future viewing. And, of course, we'll run this again at 5 p.m. and midnight. Bert, appreciate it. You take care, be careful, and stay warm. It's WILO Party Line. Take care. Bye-bye.